pre-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's Joe and Adam.
Buongiorno, buongiorno, buongiorno.
Hey.
Hey, buongiorno.
What's up, Bob?
Adam, always good to be back 2 weeks in a row, which is unusual for us.
No, we weren't here last week.
Yes, we were.
No, we weren't.
Oh, wait.
We did it the week before.
Oh, we haven't even done two in a row.
Hello, McFly. Jeez.
Oh, God. Well, we can only apologize sincerely. Yeah. We were so pumped up to get two in a row.
Yeah. No, it does happen. It does
when
happen.
When you came into the studio, aka my dining room, 20 minutes ago,
yep.
Said, yeah, how you going, mate? And rarely for you, I would say maybe twice in my life, you've gone, I'm angry.
Oh, mate.
And I've never been more excited to know it because I know it's not going to be something.
And you said, why? And I said, I'll tell you on air.
Yeah. So now we're here.
And
we're
it's something
air.
Trivial.
Tell me.
So I'm like, so I said to you, all right, let's do 12:30.
Yep.
And you're sure. Like, cool.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I was out the door, ready to be arrived here at 12:30, right?
Yep. You're a punctual man.
And now, I'm not one to like being late.
No.
To things.
You're unlike me. Yeah, you do care.
I arrived about 20 minutes later. But there's a reason behind that, right?
I didn't notice, I didn't mind, but please.
And I think I'd need to justifiably be angry for this.
Okay, good.
So on the way through, I was like, oh, you know, I'll just get some nugs and...
Of course.
A drink.
McNugs, I assume.
For, yeah.
No sponsor, but...
For lunch.
Yeah.
And the Macca's that I went through, it's got two entries, basically.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you're coming along, there's an entry straight to the left...
Gotcha.
Or if you keep going, there's a roundabout and then you turn left there and then there's another entry after that roundabout.
Actually, another one you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive through, I assume.
Yeah. So I've turned left and then there's like a minivan almost coming the other way.
Meep, meep.
And it's like at the supermarket or wherever and you notice someone else is planning to go to the exact same place that you're going.
Mm.
So you kind of have a mini race. To get there.
To get to what, their drive-through spot or?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I've done that and the van's beaten me.
Bastard. And you're not, like, you should have beaten that. It's a minivan.
Well, I don't know how, anyway. And I'm like, oh, hurry up. And it's got like this massive, like 20 kids in this back of this van and they're all ordering Maccas. Oh. And I'm like, oh my God.
No one has got their order ready.
And
they're
they've
thinking.
Taken easily 5 minutes to order.
Yep, Justin wants his Happy Meal without fries and he's gluten-free.
And I'm like, oh my God, I just want my 10 nuggets. And they just take forever. And then they order and I'm like, sweet. And then they get around to the window and they take another 20 minutes to double-check what they've ordered. And I'm just getting more and more frustrated. And I don't get frustrated
okay.
often.
Yeah.
But
so you really, what you're saying is you were hangry.
I was hangry, but yeah. I'm like, oh, I just can't deal with this right now.
Yeah.
Like, so, I just want my nuggets and my drink, and you're frigging taking 10 bloody minutes.
I mean, normally when you get to the point where you know you're a few minutes away from food, you're fine, but...
Oh, no, it's just the fact that they beat me to it, and, like, the out of the whole of Ballarat, this car... This van decides to beat me to it.
Like, how many kids, genuinely? Like,
10? Oh, it's like a full van.
Like an orphanage.
Like, imagine a Kia Carnival or something, like one of those vans.
Okay.
Shout out to Kia.
Yeah, shout out to Kia.
Like
right.
Packed full of kids. And
every
like
kid's getting
and
something,
yeah,
and she's
like,
going,
oh,
who wants a Happy Meal? Justin, do you like Fanta or Coke? And
he's thinking about it, going, oh, I don't like Coke.
Yeah, like 5 minutes of that stuck behind this car. I'm going to be late.
Were you keeping really close to the car just to let them know that you're applying the pressure of...
No, I don't do it. I'm not that much of an idiot.
Right.
And then I finally got my food and I was happy, so...
That's... if you've got a first world problem that you want to write in about, call into Adam. Don't call me because I won't care.
2 minutes of your life you're never going to get back. But I just had to get that off my chest, mate.
Call into Adam and complain to him and he'll understand because that's a tough life.
Yeah, it is.
If Adam can muster the energy and strength to keep going, we'll be back after this.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam, good to see you've mustered the courage to keep going. That's really brave.
Yeah, I just had to get off my chest, mate. Thanks.
You're doing a charity run for you later, so it'll be nice. Got something to share with you, and I thought maybe the best way to share it would be almost through a role play.
No, here we go.
Which I know you would appreciate.
This would be good.
Because this is something that happened. It was suggested to me. And it just seemed, for who was suggesting it, it just seemed a bit too weird. So, What I want to do is I want you to pretend you're me, right?
Okay. In like, in what context though? Like,
we're at a family gathering.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be your uncle.
So you're at an event that I'm at, but you're talking to my uncle.
Yep.
Right.
No. You're Joseph Baxter.
Right.
And you're talking to, actually, let's make it.
Oh, so I'm talking to my uncle.
You're talking to, let's make it your auntie now.
Okay.
Now she's a woman.
So Joe's auntie.
Yep.
Yep.
She's married into the family.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So she's your dad's brother's wife.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. You're just chatting. Okay.
Okay.
And we've been chatting about Japan and travel. Okay.
Okay.
Totally fine conversation.
Yep.
So let's just pick that up. Okay. Yeah, no, you love it. You've got to go. Like, we just got back from 2 weeks. It's the best.
Really?
Yeah. Don't go to Tokyo. There's like off the beaten track places you want to go.
Right.
I tell you what, actually, Adam, he'll come with us. Like, we're gonna go next year. Why don't you and Amy come along for a holiday? Because there's this one thing that we've just done by ourselves, but it'd be nice to do with some others. And it's like these bar things.
Right.
Yeah. And so what you do is they're these like traditional public baths, right? And what you do is you and I will go in, and there's two baths, one for men and one for women.
I'd go the women's naturally.
Yeah, so you'll be with your uncle.
Yeah.
And I'll go with Amy.
Mm.
And what you do is you go into the public baths, we'll separate, we won't see each other again until afterwards. And then you just get naked.
Right.
And
okay.
Then you have a bath with 200 other people who are also naked. You want to come? You want to come on that holiday?
Oh, look, Arnie Shaz, when are you going?
Well, we'll work around your schedule. So, you know, that's fine.
I'll have to double check.
We'll lock it in, though. Yeah, we'll lock it in. It's not as
wobbly.
We'll
see how we go. Like,
it's not as wobbly down here as you would think. It's fine.
I mean, Ames is the man of the lady of the house. Yeah, but
she'll love it.
Decide, so.
Her and I can do some bonding and, you know.
Yeah, no, it all depends on what she's doing.
Just imagine her and me and 200 other pairs of tits and we're all naked. Just imagine that. And then you're there with your uncle and there's 100 dongs just swimming around. It's fine. It's natural. It's fine. It's a normal thing to do with your family. It's a family day out. It's fun. You'll love it. You want to come?
Well, I mean, Amy's the lady of the house.
Yeah,
so
gotcha.
She can make the decision.
Very well played, by the way.
That's all I had.
I think I did a similar thing of... Yeah, because Ames wasn't there. I was like, oh, yeah, I have to check with Amy, see if we can go on those dates.
So from what I gathered from that conversation, she was marketing it.
But
like, there's no tomorrow.
Oh, there are real public baths where the men go in one pool, the women go in the other, and everyone's naked.
Just having a chat.
Just having a chat. Just letting it
so it's
flap around.
It's basically the spa at the YMCA.
Yeah, but like it's meant to be naked. I'm like that old bloke at the YMCA who's not meant to be nude.
So you going?
Well, you know, I'll have to check with Ames. She's
good answer.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe,
sorry, just doing a roll call.
You were waiting for that.
Yes, Mr. Spencer. Kid that's always like, "Good afternoon, Mr. Spencer."
I had my thumb hovering over the record button for like 10 minutes.
I was just watching
and I finally pushed it and then I went and you were straight on it. So
yeah, straight into it. Yeah.
Touché.
Yep.
Play on. We quite often get random messages or emails, I don't know, from people who just out of the blue just say, "Hey, I'm listening to your podcast and it's great."
Which always confuses us.
Which is always confusing us.
Yeah. Touching. We love it.
Well,
you get the messages more than me. I've never got
them. I mean, I do. Yeah. I do. A few, it was a few pods ago now, we were talking about my former PT.
Yes. She's our number one fan.
Who we gave, like, we stopped doing PT because I was too good.
You were too good. You learned all the PT. You started teaching her PT. And she was like,
well,
I
that's it.
Get paid
Exactly. Exactly. Shout out to Shana.
Shana, we love you.
And, when was this? Late Jan. 2 days before, 1 day before your birthday.
Getting in early.
I got a message.
Lovely.
Shana's good because she must be just like mentioning the pod to everyone she talks to.
She's like a pod agent. She's just walking around just spruking it out. And she's handling distribution for us.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Sends me a message. I mentioned your podcast to someone yesterday and they just messaged me saying, I've been listening to Adam and Joe all morning.
Yeah, I couldn't believe. When you sent that to me, I could not believe that is.
And I was like, I love it.
Unless there's another Adam and Joe podcast and they're on the wrong one. And they're like, these guys are pretty good, actually. You know, they're working for BBC Radio.
I was like, I love it. Another shout out coming your way.
Oh.
And then later that day, she said, he's listened to 10 episodes today.
What?
So he's smashed out 10 episodes of the Joe and Adam podcast in a day.
That can't help his work productivity. What is it? He knows about like actual funny guys, does he? Or he doesn't? Well,
I mean, I mustn't have replied for some reason, but maybe because I was just in shock.
Yeah. Well, let's give the genuine answer, which is that is the most touching thing ever. We love it. That's amazing. Shana,
I did actually say shout out coming your way.
Yeah.
So.
Shana, we love you and thank you. And I feel like we don't want to be a show that just does shout outs. I think given the effort that Shana has put in.
By messaging me twice.
By messaging the numbers that she's getting us. I think next week we'll have to, I mean, I want to say a song, but let's write a song for Shana. Let's do it. Let's write a song for Shana. Shana's song. It's going to come next week. I've made the promise on air now, so it has to happen.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
And I know just that like if Joba. We don't do it, she'll message me and go, yeah, where is right. my song?
Shana, a thank you song for you is coming. And if you don't give us the name of the bloke, listen to 10 in one day, we'll just give him his own name.
Well, Greg. Given that it's been basically a month.
Yeah.
I reckon he's probably up to speed.
He's probably up to speed. So
welcome,
Greg,
to the latest episode.
Yeah. Greg, or whatever your name is.
Greg. Or it could be a Dan, maybe.
Yeah, he sounds like he could be a Dan, actually. What's he do? He's...
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
PT himself, or...
No, I reckon he works in IT.
IT, I was going to say, he sounds like an IT guy.
Yeah.
Not doing much work at all, clearly.
Yeah.
He sort of works through all the good shows, and now he's sort of scrambling for that, like...
Was like,
that hipstery sort of podcast.
What's this one that I skipped?
What's this up and coming podcast? Here he goes. Well, Greg, no, Dan, we're going to say. Dan from IT.
Greg and or Dan.
And Shana from PT.
Great work.
Where, there's a song coming your way next week. And thank you very much. I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
Order. All right, confusing theme there with the TV show and the live courtroom. Adam... We are in court at the moment, which is why I'm wearing a collared shirt, full tuxedo, you'll see, and you have chosen to wear a casual polo. The issue at stake, should I just jump into being the judge maybe? Because you and I are going to be the two lawyers going against each other. So maybe I'll just step out.
How are you the judge?
Well, no, I mean, I won't be deliberating. I'll just be doing the proceedings.
Oh, right.
I'll just step out and get the judge.
See the MC.
What's going on, boys? All right. I run a pretty casual courtroom, as you know. I'll just give a quick rundown of the issue at stake in the Spencer v. Baxter case. Mr. Spencer, if you could put your glass of water down, please. It's we're not in a classroom. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. The case is as follows. In a discussion 2 nights ago on the 21st of February, an opinion was raised by, I believe... correct me if I'm wrong here, lawyers, by Mr. Spencer, that a Milo was a superior drink to a hot chocolate.
Correct, Your Honor. That okay. is correct.
Sorry, I just remembered a funny joke from the other day. Okay. All right. Well, we'll give each side, you've given me a list of witnesses, we'll give each side a chance to present their case. You want to flip a coin to see who goes first? I don't know how we normally do this.
Sure.
Okay. I'll be honest, I don't really have a coin on me. Rock, paper, scissors, maybe to see who goes first. I think that's how you do it in the courtroom.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh. Okay, you may go first, Mr. Spencer. If you wish, you may proceed when ready.
Thank you, Your Honour. I sit before you here today to present the case that Milo is much better than hot chocolate. Mm. Thousands of years ago... The Miloians invented a drink that has lasted an entire five generations.
An entire generation.
Sorry,
for 1,000 years, it's been one generation.
That is correct.
Sorry, I won't interrupt.
Yes, Your Honor. And the debate has arisen today, Your Honor, and those present here.
Yep, we do have people present. That's
listening.
Great.
Yeah. That's great. This is being streamed as well. It's just the audience
that's
can
just
hear.
Just a nice little side note,
Your Honor. Sorry. But seriously, Your Honor.
Sorry, Your Honor. I'm normally much more professional than this. We've worked together for a long time, so that's why.
And so, Your Honor, here's my case. Milo, it's just darn good. It's tasty. They say 3 teaspoons of Milo. But no, you don't do that. The equation is the more teaspoons of Milo you put in, the tastier it is. And that's... that's what steals the heart of so many Milo drinkers.
Sorry, please proceed.
It's this whole story of
okay.
of where Milo has come from.
Okay. Is that your case, Mr. Spencer?
No, I'm still going.
Sorry.
Thousands, possibly millions of kids dig into some Milo every morning to give them energy. It's good for energy. It's got sugar. It's got Milo in it.
Doesn't Milo have Milo in it? Doesn't.
And the best thing about Milo is you can have either full cream or skinny milk. In fact, you can have any milk, Your Honor. And so my closing statement, Your Honor,
yeah.
and those here present today, I firmly believe that Milo is the superior drink compared to hot chocolate.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you for listening to my speech.
If I can have a side question, if I may, just on procedure, Mr. Spencer.
Yes, Your Honor.
I've heard rumours that the best way to have a cold Milo is to put a little bit of hot water in there. Well, where do you stand on that?
That's certainly not the case, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you for that. All right. All right, Mr. Baxter, if you're ready to present your case. I am, Your Honor. Thank you. And I thank my learned colleague for his cute little attempt at some sort of overarching speech.
Your Honor, that's unacceptable.
Shut your face, please. All right.
Someone just got to tune into this part of the pod and just go, what is this?
Overruled. Okay. Your Honor, before I jump in, I'll just point out one or two flaws. My learned colleague did mention that for 1,000 years it's been through one generation. Normally a generation's 20 years, so I'm not sure.
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled. All right. Your Honor, in a second I will call my first witness, but before I do that, I'd actually like to call myself as a witness. And I'd like to call you as a witness, Your Honor. And I'd like to call all members present here as witnesses to the fact.
Your Honor.
That overruled.
Your
that
Honor.
They're not chocolates.
I object that we're not doing witnesses. This is an opening statement right now.
That hot chocolates are clearly the superior drink. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you about a little friend of mine. He loves to wear a red t-shirt and no pants. He's a bear. He's called Pooh Bear. Sorry, my key witness has just remembered a funny joke, I think. Your Honor, you'll remember the movie that Pooh Bear did back in the 90s called Pooh's Grand Adventure. And in the opening scene of... Don't look at me like that. In the opening scene of Pooh's Grand Adventure, he wakes up and it's the first day of autumn. And the line, Your Honor, is... It's the first day of autumn, a time of hot chocolatey mornings and toasted marshmallow evenings. At no point does he say it's a time of Milo mornings.
I object, Your Honor.
Overruled. At no point does he say it's a time of Milo mornings, because he knows that hot chocolate is a drink. You can have it cold, you can have it hot, and if times get desperate, you can have it raw and it doesn't taste like eating sand. unlike Milo. Now, Your Honour, are we ready for are we ready for
all right, mate.
My first witness? Can I call my first witness?
Are you talking to me?
Well, I guess you have to approve it.
Yes, you may.
I call Amy Gillette to the stand. Amy Gillette, can you please speak to the microphone? Your first and last name, please.
Amy Gillette.
Okay. Can you please swear on this cup? We don't have a Bible present.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. You will tell. Just repeat after me. I, Amy Gillette.
I, Amy Gillette.
Swear to tell the truth.
Swear to tell the truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
And nothing but the truth.
Assuming that the truth.
Assuming that the truth.
Is that hot chocolates are better than Milo's.
Is that hot chocolates are better than Milo's.
Thank you, Miss Gillette. No objection from the opposition. Miss Gillette, how old would you say you are?
I would say that I'm...
Your Honour, if I can object, it's actually rude to ask a woman her age.
You'll get a cross-examination in a minute, please.
I object, sorry. You just assumed my gender, so...
Oh. Oh, no, I'm the judge.
I'm pretty
now.
Sure a witness can't object, can they?
They can in this courtroom.
You'll get your chance for cross-examination, Mr. Spencer, please.
It's going to be a long segment.
Resume your seat. No, we're nearly done.
Sorry.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
And how long have you been drinking hot chocolates, would you say?
Look, at least 20, I would say.
Okay. And in your opinion, Miss Gillette, bearing in mind that I've called you as a witness and I have forgotten whether you prefer Milo's or hot chocolates, do you prefer Milo's or hot chocolates?
That's a very loaded question, but...
Loaded with hot chocolate.
I recently experienced... what a Lindt hot chocolate is. And it really... look, it really turned me over to the hot chocolate side.
You're losing.
As someone who loves a Milo. And a cold Milo or a hot Milo.
So, Mr. Gillette, if you could answer the question for the courtroom, please. Do you prefer hot chocolates or Milos?
I prefer...
Just answer the question, please, Miss Gillette.
I prefer both. Can that...
No. Do you prefer, Miss Gillette, hot chocolates or Milo's? Ignore that the opposition lawyer is winking at you.
No, I just had a scratch in my eye, Your Honour.
Okay. Hot chocolates or Milo's, Miss Gillette? Answer the question, please.
I prefer hot chocolates.
I rest my case. Mr. Spence, if you'd like to cross-examine... And I'm sure you will be cross when you examine because you are losing.
With pleasure, Honour. Miss Gillette. I'll call you Amy.
Sorry, she's just having a sip of a cup of tea.
You may.
When did you last go shopping?
Objection irrelevant.
Well, actually, I don't know because Joe did the weekly shop last, so.
Approved. Yeah.
So you didn't pack your pantry yourself?
I helped unpack when he got back.
Was there any Milo or hot chocolate in the shop?
In the shop?
Sorry, Your Honour. I'll rephrase that question. Was there any Milo or hot chocolate purchased?
No.
Your Honour, objection. He's got no idea what he's doing.
So would you say that you didn't go out of your way to buy a hot chocolate or hot chocolate powder, some may say?
We already have it in our pantry.
So, Your Honour, if I may draw your attention to Exhibit A.
Don't forget to take your microphone cord with you.
Do you want the people who live here to show you where the hot chocolate is?
Your Honour, if I may.
You may. Proceed.
We open up the left-hand door.
Mr. Spencer, where are you going?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I don't know about you, but I cannot see hot chocolate powder anywhere.
Okay. But Mr. Spencer, you've got to open the right
Let's
door.
Open up the right. I was getting.
He went to close the door. Mr. Spencer, if I may, I feel like you're losing the audience. We're running into overtime. Can you please wrap up your case?
Miss Gillette, if I fully open up the pantry.
Spread the
doors, as some may say.
Could the witness please be appropriate?
Your Honour, and ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Yes?
Do you find hot chocolate in this pantry?
Yes.
If the witness could point out the hot chocolate, please.
So if you see, we all know that hot chocolate is made of cocoa powder, isn't it?
Nope.
That's the best way to win.
Nope. yeah, we add the sugar, put the cocoa powder in, and that's exactly the same as buying pre-made hot chocolate.
Mr. Spencer, you're starting to look a bit awkward here. Do you have a case, Mr. Spencer? Because you thought you were doing a big reveal and you've realised that there's hot chocolate in there. Mr. Spencer, would you like to yield and give the win to the hot chocolates? Because you're starting to remind me
of
that.
No further questions, Your Honour.
You're starting to remind me of that Tesla demonstration where they said, these windows cannot be broken.
And they got
smashed. And then they threw a rock and it smashed. All right. If the jury would deliberate, please. It's unusual, but the witness is also the jury. You just come back in when you're ready and tell us whether it's a hot chocolate or what was the other one? Milo.
Great. Well, we'll regroup and then we'll let you know. And we're back. The jury has decided that hot chocolates are better than Milo's.
Cue inspirational music. We did it. Justice for everyone. Justice for victims of Milo people. And as my closing statement, Your Honour, I'll just like to say Milo can suck it. Thank you. I rest my case.
I'm taking this to the High Court.
Overruled.
With a better case.
Objection.
Segment change.
Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam, fresh off the case where you tried to do the big reveal of, can you see hot chocolate anywhere in this room? And Amy went, yeah, no, it's right there on the second shelf. So unfortunate loss for you, but...
That's why I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, we look forward to the courtroom coming back. Now, you've said that you've got a story and you've actually asked for Amy to remain present on a microphone. So yep. We know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amy, can you just prove that you've actually got a microphone?
Oh.
Oh.
Go now.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Okay, we're back.
I was. Bonjour.
I'm hot up a photo of today's paper so we know that you're here of your own free will.
Smoke damn.
Great. She's got one.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
All right. You guys know that in the past, I've made some faux pas with mistaking you for other people.
Yeah, you did the big one with me and you called her Oi Dickhead.
And it wasn't you. Yeah. Yep. Driving yesterday.
Oh, no.
Down Sturt Street. In Ballarat, Victoria, Australia, Southern Hemisphere.
Yep.
Postcode, Earth. Please.
Earth, Milky Way, Solar System, Universe.
3350, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct.
Thanks. Nailed it.
Bing.
Bing. So driving down, so back sort of into where the CBD is almost.
For people not from Ballarat, you're just driving down the main street of the town.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sturdy. Yeah.
And
as no one calls it.
It's kind of like, it's about 6:30, kind of like the sun's slowly going down, all that sort of stuff. Anyway,
romantic.
And I'm driving and I stop at a set of traffic lights.
Good.
And I see these two people in the distance walking up.
Oh no. The question is, what did you do?
And so they're walking up and they look remarkably like you two.
Six pack, tall.
And the thing is, I'd known you'd been out earlier in the day because a mate of ours actually snapped a picture of you guys walking
like
around the lake.
I feel like we're getting done by paparazzi of mates now. I don't know what's going on.
It'd be great if we could have some privacy.
Yeah, without mates taking photos.
So I'm like, again, I couldn't definitely make out it was you guys, but
what's
distance? You know when you're fairly confident it's who you think it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's Joe and Amy. So...
Oh, no.
They've come across.
What did you do?
They've walked up to the traffic lights and walked across. And I'm first car there
first
at the lights.
First one off the rank, yep.
And they sort of turned around. So I still didn't have a full view of their face, right? Mm.
Still confident, though.
Oh, still confident. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. So they're waiting for the green man to go. So they're like looking around, all that sort of stuff.
Yep,
so I put my passenger window down. And I've yelled out, "Just get married already." And they've turned around.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't you guys. It was just some random couple. So I'm just like, well, up goes the window and I'm like, wow.
Oh, no.
So hopefully that inspired them.
Just get married.
What a weird heckle from a stranger.
It's such a positive message. Why did you and Susan get married? Oh, stranger yelled out, "Just get married
You
already.
Guys are so in love. Just get married.
It's beautiful what you guys have. Hold on to it."
That is fantastic. Oh, yeah. Well, let's hope that Jim and Susan, or whatever their names are, actually tie the knot and this is the wedding. Did I just say Jim and Susan because that's your auntie and uncle?
Yes.
Jesus. Maybe it was.
It could have been.
Let's hope that
it definitely wasn't you two. I know that.
No. Let's hope they tie the knot and this is the wedding story. No, it was us. We just pretend to look weird. No, it wasn't. I don't think, was it?
No.
All right. Cut me off.
Yeah.
On your favorite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam, been a hell of a time.
It has been a good pod.
Now, this is me, just so you know, in case you're mistaking me for someone else down the street.
Thanks for that.
This is actually Joe.
Thank you.
Just wanted to finish with a gift for listeners, really. Something they can go out and do out in the wild. It's something that you and I, well, I started doing with you a couple of days ago and we're having a ball with it. A couple of days ago, you and I went on a bit of a boys' trip with a mate of ours, Carrots, who's been on the pod a few times.
Yeah.
Just caught the ferry across to where he lives and had a bit of a day out.
Mm.
Do you remember before when we're waiting for the ferry to go back, we're about to say goodbye to Carrots. We're sitting, looking out over the ocean, just hanging out. And as a couple walked past on the park bench we were sitting on, just as they walked past, and this is the gift that you can go out into the world and do, just as they walked past within ear, like right next to us, I turned to Carrots, I said, "So does your wife know that you're having an affair or what?" And then as they turned back, I went, "So when are you going to tell her that you're gay?" Like it's just, it's
but it's got to be old people who would clearly have opinions on
it's
something.
It's got to have the shock factor. You can't do it. So this is my gift to you. Just go out there. You've got to be probably sitting. You look less threatening if you're sitting. And just as they walk past, you've got to just time it perfectly and just
that's
say.
So funny.
I mean, what are some ones you could say? I mean, we went for the, "Are you having an affair?" So when's your next parole hearing for murder? Like, you know, something like that. Something really shocking. So that's just my gift. Just take out into the world. Just as someone walks past, just say, "So you told your wife about the affair yet or what?" Like, but you got to be really serious. You got to be like really, because I couldn't get him on the way back because I was starting to cry. But anyway, that's just a gift for listeners. Please.
Give it a go.
I'd love to hear stories of how it worked. That's my gift to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back next week with the... Now, I've written it down. Shana's song for Shana the PT and Dan from IT. That's the song coming out next week.
That one and a few other bits and pieces coming up as well.
Yeah, interesting. Planned from your end, I assume, because I haven't planned anything. So.
No, I just planned it on my head then.
Yeah, great.
Well, hopefully we're back next week to make it officially two in a row.
Let's actually do it. Let's actually do two in a row.
Okay. And
as we always say,
there's a hell of a lot of stuff.
That's what we always say. It's a hell of a lot of stuff. All right.
I genuinely don't know.
We'll see you next week.
See ya. This has been another Joe and Adam podcast.
Yes, it has.